Listening Library presents Imagination, According to Humphrey, by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by William Dufries. Chapter 1. Imagine This.
The golden dragon bent his head low, and Gil Goodfriend crawled up his neck. When the dragon lifted his head, Gil was higher than Tower Peak, which was the tallest mountain in the kingdom.
It was after lunch, and our teacher, Mrs. Brisbane, was reading a book to everyone in room 26 of Longfellow School, where I live. She continued,
"Hold on," the dragon said. "We're going up."
Suddenly, Gil and the dragon rose high above his village. Wind whipped through his hair. It was thrilling, until the dragon suddenly veered to the right and swooped down low, grazing 10 treetops with his majestic fire-tipped wings. One treetop caught on fire, but luckily the wind blew the fire out.
Someone in the back of the room gasped. Mrs. Brisbane kept on reading.
"Are you all right?"
the dragon called to Gil. Surprisingly, he was perfectly fine.
He was perfectly fine? My whiskers wiggled at the thought of flying over fiery treetops.
Gil peered down as they soared above his house. It looked no bigger than a toy. In seconds, the whole village of Bumshire looked like tiny...